Exclusive Mo Brooks, Democrat Strategy of Importing Foreign Voters Will Turn America into California. By John Binder on January 15, 2019. Representative Mo Brooks, RL, says the Democrat strategy of importing a permanent underclass of welfare-dependent foreign-born voters will transform the United States into the left-wing, sanctuary state of California. In an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Saturday, Brooks said the Democrats' open borders, mass immigration plan is ultimately to replace native-born American voters with a foreign-born population. Brooks said, "The Democrats have seen how mass immigration affects political power, regardless of their ability to support themselves in our country. Hopefully, from the Democrat vantage point, immigrants will be dependent on welfare, which as soon as possible, as soon as they can be registered to vote, turns them into a dependable Democrat voter. And they hope to do the same thing they've done in California to the rest of the country, and quite frankly, it's a pretty smart strategy on their part if the goal is political power." Emphasis added. "If you don't care about American lives that are lost in the process, if you discard the lives of American men, women, and children, that impact you've seen in California has now spread to states like Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, Colorado, even perhaps on Texas, where we had a surprisingly close senatorial race last year. That's in large part because the Democrat strategy of trying to import voters who can be dependent on welfare and who can be relied on to vote Democrat. People who want to vote for a living, rather than work for a living." Emphasis added. Listen to Brooks's full interview here. Brooks also said the Democrats' opposition to barriers and walls at the U.S.-Mexico border to stop illegal immigration is not based in reality. "To take the position that the Democrats have taken has to fly in the face of humanity's history, because walls have been constructed to protect those on the inside of those walls for thousands of years at cities, states, and nations around the world," Brooks said. "Israel being a good example. Their walls are substantial. I have personally observed them. And they stop about 99% of illegal immigration from one side of the wall to the other. That's pretty effective, and it saves hundreds of billions of dollars in taxpayer money." As Breitbart News has extensively reported, the U.S. is on track to import about 15 million new foreign-born voters in the next two decades should current legal immigration levels continue. Additionally, congressional districts with large foreign-born populations have become strongholds for Democrats, giving them near electoral dominance. This was most recently evident in the 2018 midterm elections, where Orange County, California, a once conservative region of the state, elected all Democrats, as the demographics of the county have shifted due to mass immigration. Congressional districts with the largest foreign-born populations in the country, like New York's 14th District, where the foreign population is nearing 50%, elected some of the most far-left Democrat candidates, Breitbart News noted. University of Maryland, College Park researcher James Gimple has found in recent years that more immigrants to the U.S. inevitably means more Democrat voters, and thus, increasing electoral victories for the Democrat Party. In 2014, Gimple's research concluded with three major findings. Immigrants, particularly Hispanics and Asians, have policy preferences when it comes to the size and scope of government that are more closely aligned with progressives than with conservatives. As a result, survey data show a 2-to-1 party identification with Democrats over Republicans. By increasing income inequality and adding to the low-income population, for example, immigrants and their minor children account for 1/4 of those in poverty and 1/3 of the uninsured. Immigration likely makes all voters more supportive of redistributive policies championed by Democrats to support disadvantaged populations. There is evidence that immigration may cause more Republican-oriented voters to move away from areas of high immigrant settlement, leaving behind a more lopsided Democrat majority. Democrats like former San Antonio, Texas Mayor Julian Castro admit that mass immigration to the U.S. will result in Democrat dominance for generations in swing states. "Every year the U.S. admits more than 1.5 million foreign nationals, with the vast majority deriving from chain migration. In 2017, the foreign-born population reached a record high of 44.5 million. By 2023, the Center for Immigration Studies estimates that the legal and illegal immigrant population of the U.S. will make up nearly 15% of the entire U.S. population. Breitbart News Saturday is broadcast live on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.